Arches Yosher, Perikud Ches, the piece on Leitzanus. It's been a bit since we posted, pivoted into some other projects, but I think maybe going into Elul, it will be nice to try to get some of these up. I think that there's going to be a lot to unpack over here, but we'll try to stay mostly to the text, maybe make a couple of comments. It's interesting, he starts off and he says, Yesha Anashim. Very often, you know, you'll hear a chinuch shir, or even dealing with, let's say, in a context with employees, and they'll say that you should comment on the behavior, not on the person. Over here, when he's talking about Leitzanus, he's not only talking about the behavior, he's talking about a person that comes to a habit. This is the type of person that's Oinem L'chavreim B'derech Lagu Leitzanus V'gam L'gadoy L'mehem. So we're talking about the method of how one responds, not so much whether or not the situation was worthy of a negative response or whether there was what to be critical over. It's the derision. It's the leitzanus. Now, by the way, leitzanus is not stam low-class humor. That person is stam a low-life. When we're talking about leitzanus, the example we can give is, let's say, Kairach. Why would you need to have tcheles in a garment if you have a garment that's actually full of tcheles? There's an akuda of truth over there. I think the Maral might even use a lashon that I've heard said over of chacham lahashchis. Like by the Seder, there's the chacham and the Rasha. Why isn't it the chacham and the tippish, or the tzaddik and the Rasha? It's because the Rasha is also a chacham, but leitzanus, there's a chacham lahashchis. Like the Mesil Sharm says, it's like greasing a shield. If you have a round shield, you could take something that's tremendously powerful and has momentum, and by putting it slightly off kilter, you can totally lose the momentum of it. V'gam l'gedoylim mehem, even a person that's positioned higher above in chachma and positioning and title and status, for whatever the reason, it's taking things that should have substance, that should be worthy of consideration in terms of positioning and relationship, and it undermines it. V'zeh bami tipshus hagayva. Where is the leitzanus coming from? Mitipshus, first of all, just acknowledging the situation, it's not an appropriate response. And gaiva, I was having a conversation with somebody last week, and I suggested, maybe pressure test the statement, but that one way to know whether a person is standing for kvoid shemayim or kvoid atzmai, person can be involved heavily in Torah and mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem. These are good things to take pride in. But when a person is commenting on a situation or they're evaluating something, how do you know if a person is building up Kvod Shemayim, whether they have his spotless or whether or not they're building up themselves? And perhaps, as suggested, one giveaway is when they are building themselves, when they're speaking to the benefits of, let's say, their approach, whether it's to learning, to mitzvahs, or to anything in general, but let's say even in this arena, are they building themselves up, or are they being critical, putting other people down? If I want to say why my hanhaga, my way of doing things is better, and I do it in such a way, first of all, not necessarily a reason to compare. Everybody has strengths, weaknesses, challenges. A person, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a bunch of children, we want all of our children to do well. I'm just as proud of a young child who's learning Aleph Beis or who's utilizing his kaychas in one way as the person who's much more advanced. If they're both fulfilling their kaychas, there's just as much of a pride there as giving nachas to the father. Is a person trying to explain why their position is better by explaining why something is worse, number one, and especially if the way that they're being critical of the other position is not in terms of the legitimate weaknesses, but it's in a way of derision, it's in a way of making a joke, of making light of it, so it casts it in a funny light. A person would have to be, how could you possibly go after that? Not even delegitimizing the opinion, not based on the merits, but on just creating almost a humor, tipshus, objectively speaking, and also gaiva. It's kvayd atzmo in this way. How could you even do this? Why? Maybe you have to prove it out. There's two things on the table. Let's litigate these points. The only thing is, I'm taking for granted that I'm in a position of chachma. You don't see that? There must be something wrong with you. This position disagrees with me? There must be something wrong with the position. I don't even have to address it. Like every fool thinks, have you seen a person who is wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than him. A fool can always be advised, can always attain certain chachma. A person who already thinks he's wise in his own eyes, he will have a bias, he will have a negia towards ever being able to see the truth. V'chayshev, he thinks, sh'alidea litzanos machzik ma'isei l'chacham. Through the litzanos, I don't have to really address the point in an even-keeled way. I had, years ago, a professor. It was a writing course. And she said, if you ever see the word clearly or obviously before a sentence, look at it twice. The chances are that whatever they're saying is not neither clear nor obvious. Otherwise, the sentence would speak for itself. Ve'eino yodeh shumamish lehefech. This person is machzik himself to a chacham, and he doesn't know that it's literally the opposite. V'hu simen muvok l'shtus v'kayadua. This is a mark, a simen muvok of shtus. So even, let's take a step back. Let's say the person truly is a chacham and it's just a midos issue. If you want to hang out a flag that you're a shaita, this is the way to do it. Be sarcastic in a leitzanistic way. Respond without regard for who you're talking to. There are times in the Gemara, I could really look it up, but somebody says something and there's a response, and then the Gemara says, if somebody is an Adam Gadol who says something, before you dismiss what the Adam Gadol says because it doesn't fit into your framework, take a step back. Maybe you misunderstood. Maybe the person was missing information. Don't be so dismissive based on the fact that you don't understand something. Otherwise, that's tremendously pretentious and immature. V'hinei b'gemara amru tamad chacham she'en dibura b'nachas im abrios. If a person doesn't speak calmly, harei ze chilel es Hashem. V'en miskaper lo el b'misa rachman litzlan. If the way, now we're going back to just the method, derech lagin litzanus, by the way, over here we say benachas, so it doesn't mean that nachas, pleasantness, as opposed to being worked up. We're contrasting being a scoffer, ridiculing something, with being pleasant. A person that is a Talmud Chacham that does not speak pleasantly, it's a Chilul Hashem, because people are going to associate this Talmud Chacham with, he's a embodiment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a person that represents Hashem. Chos Meshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The Emes speaks for itself. There are times that you have to address something. There are times that something is not worth addressing. But when one's Hanhaga, unless it's Avodah Zarah, we're going to see. But other than a very small carve-out where that is specifically the appropriate Hanhaga, it's not appropriate. And it's not within the realm of being a Talmud Chacham to speak in such a way. V'chein pasuk Rambam, and this is Sof Perakei Mehilchos Yisod de Taira. Ubiprat haloy gal chaveiro. This is even more so when somebody is specifically ridiculing another person, another one of his brothers, another one is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Well, if you think about a father who sees two of his children and one of them is building themselves up, they're being sarcastic. One kid goes to another, he asks him something. Maybe it's even an unintelligent question, perhaps. And the way that the first one responds to the second one, so that is specifically negative things to say about it. Shamru b'gemara al kol averu shavatori yom kippurim mechaper chotz mi haloye gal chavero. We all know that on Yom Kippur, a person has to atone for ben adam l'chavero. They have to ask mechila before a Kadosh Baruch Hu could give a kapara. Over here, it's pointing out me haloye gal chavero. So this is incredibly serious. There's one way, I guess, perhaps we could say it's just a rule that Yom Kippur HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mechaper, although one of the conditions for that is that if it was a Ben Adam L'Chaver, a person has to seek out forgiveness first from the friend. But over here, we're saying that Yom Kippur, the tremendous koyach of Yom Kippur, it says, Lo Yigal Chaveroi, I guess Yesh La'ayin exactly into the Maimar Chazal, what would be the difference between this and any other Ben Adam L'Chavero? But over here we see that there's a tremendous problem with somebody who's Lo'ig Al-Chavero. Over there it's the action. So aside from being having a Hanhag of Litzanus, the idea of being a Lo'ig Al-Chavero is tremendously negative. And now we're going to speak out another seven or so Maimar Chazal. Litzanus Ba'atzim Afilo Lo Davar Hu Averu G'doyle Ma'od, even if it's on something that's not Lo'ig Al-Chavero, even if on something that's, let's say, something relatively Lo'ig Davar Hu, something that's relatively trivial. K'mo Sh'amru B'medrash V'amru Nichnas La'lev Davar Shel Litzanus Yatzak Negdai Davar Shel Taira. Torah, like we said, perhaps we could say Chayis Meshal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The idea of Torah is just down to earth understanding. We are engaging in something that's Emes. Leitzanus is the opposite of that. It's using a tone and a manner of speech to undermine something without regard to the substance. When a person enters Leitzanus into his heart, we have to be so careful, especially in a world of social media in general. It bleeds into the way that we look at things in our Hanhaga. A person that lets Leitzanus into their heart. Similarly, almost a person who is within the kas leitzim will not be mekabel pnei shechina. There's no makom for a gilui. There's no makom for them to show malchus. Malchus is accepting on them an oil. Perhaps we could say that a kas leitzonis, it's the opposite of taking on an oil. V'leitzonis achas doicha mei teichachais. One comment could push aside 100 words of Teichacha, or 100 pieces of Teichacha. V'loi hutra ela leitzonis davo dezara eletzayroch gadol. There are narrow circumstances where leitzonis may be appropriate, but generally speaking, one word of leitzonis can push aside a tremendous amount of Teichacha. V'amru kashi leitzonis etchilasa yisurin v'sofa klaya. That Leitzon is very harsh. The consequences start with Yisurim and end in Ruin. Why would a person want to do this to himself? And especially when a lot of this can become habit. There are times when a person has a response that may be even out of character, but the idea of Leitzonus, the idea of being cynical, not just critical, but cynical, is something that can become habitual. Vayin b'Yerushalmi, Perek Beis, the brachas kama maisim naram, shenen shurachmona litzlan over Leitzonus achas al talmidei chachamim. Yerushalmi says many scary things about individuals who are punished for saying just one word of Leitzanus about a Talmud Chacham, Milvada Anashim Agadolim La'asad Lavai, and that's in this world, not to mention what's in the next world. Be selfish and stay away from this Hanhaga. Va'amru zu darkam shel Leitzim, batchilam adabram misleitzim achave reyem. At first they speak about their peers, v'ach kacha gedolim mehem. The whole Hanhaga of Leitzanus is really just undermining the value of things, so at first the person is just speaking with their contemporaries, but they wouldn't necessarily have this hug towards Gedolim. But as this behavior breeds itself inside of a person, it'll be all their Gedolim, people greater than them as well. And then not just people greater than them, but even people who have the status of their Rebbe, their Rebbeim, and their fathers. And afterwards, it just goes up until we undermine people that are just our friends, those who are above us, and then people who are mamish, their rebbeim, their fathers, people who, in terms of the relationship with the person, and then people who, objectively speaking, are just in a role that demands respect or inherently demand respect, and going to mitzvahs, and ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana Litzlan, has to save us. V'gam ba'olam hazeh, even in this world, let's bring it down to earth. Mishemachakam esloitzeitz me'an Hashem, a person who imitates, ridicules another person. Soifei shekulam yachaku oso, people will ultimately imitate, and v'yilagu olav b'chol makom shiyelech. Shekol midoysef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida k'neged mida. The idea of leitzanus becomes very scary if now that we frame this as mida k'neged mida, this person who's a late, he's a bal gaiva, he basically thinks that he has, he's substantial, he's a person who's able to comment, he sees things clearly to the point that he can just undermine other people's position, make fun of them. The ultimate mida k'neged mida is that this person will become the subject of leitzanus. Not only won't people agree with him, that people won't take him seriously. He goes all the way to the other end of the spectrum. It becomes silly. V'kol anashim sainin oso, people will hate him. Afilu ishto banav mishpachto, even those closest to him. Ad shenem osim olav chayev, until he becomes disgusted with his own life. Kamo shamru chazal insaita. This is something that we're framing it out, but it's an issue of Munas Chacham, of understanding that Chazal say this, but this proves itself out. I was in shul the other day, and somebody in the back of shul was heckling a little bit. The person at the Amid maybe was a little bit slow, he was off tune, whatever it was. And the person was making comments, and you literally saw it transform in front of your eyes. He made a couple comments, and then a couple people smiled or laughed. By the time shul was over, literally people were looking at this guy, stop being a maniac. The guys at the Amid if you want to walk out of shul, leave. It literally turned on this person. So he started off being the commenter, and by the end, he just looked silly and he kind of looked like a baby.
And
even those people who outwardly are showing him a cheerful face, they hate him in their hearts. Because this type of behavior, nobody likes. People laugh at it, they smile. At the end of the day, a person who is cynical, a person who is making fun of other people, nobody really wants to be around them. And at some point, every single person will be the subject of this type of ridicule. The person is sarcastic. There's always going to be a chance to comment and in a negative and even sometimes a funny way. But if this person is attacking and demoralizing, anybody who's close to that person will end up being the butt of this.
Mentions
over here that in yeshiva there was taka, a person like this. I think we all know people like this. Rahmana litzlan, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from ever, you know, shifting into this mode of behavior.
The
person knows a lot. The person knows a lot. However, this behavior has made it such that he has fights, he has adversity, whether in his own home or outside of it. And he acknowledges over here in the Sefer that the person's a Talmud Chacham. The really dangerous thing is, you know, people go to yeshiva, they become a Talmud Chacham, people get a job. Some of these people might become Rebbeim. And when people look at them, because of their Talmud Chacham, or, you know, whether they're a Rav, Rebbe, or even just they're tutoring people, they're an older yeshiva man. We have to be so careful. We have to think for ourselves. We know that Baruch Hashem, Chazal are at the height, and we take words of Chazal, and there is a concept of Das Torah. The fact over here, what she's saying, is that a person presents as a Talmud Chacham, that they know a lot, but the person can't just, it's a sugya to understand who a person is, Rebbe is. A person has to be Mevatel Das. But when a person recognizes that there's behaviors like this going on, a person has to take a step back and do a self-check as to who the person is, what they represent, and not follow blindly down a certain Hanhaga. I know that there's a lot there, but we have to be so careful understanding the Midah of Leitzanus. A person that brings people in. That person, I may have mentioned it here before. I had the privilege one time of talking to Rav Aaron Lopiansky, and he said that somebody had commented to him, you know, how do I become a gadol? So he said, you know, I don't know that there's a makom chazal that every person has to be a gadol, but he spoke about his brother-in-law of Nassim Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, who was the previous Rosh Shiva of the Mir, and he said that Rav Nassim Zvi had, I don't know, 1,000 one-on-one chavrusas, not necessarily with the strong bachrim. This is at least how I remember it, so I don't want to misquote or anything, but this was my takeaway. When you build people up around you, so when they look at it, who built me up? The person who had the ability to build me up. Now, let's say that you're around 100 people and you build them all up. You bring them in. You spread the love. You spread the light. Now, there's 100 people who view you as being above them. You want covered. You want to build people up. You want to be built up. Build others up, not push them down. Even if it ends up being that in the short term you're on top, there's not going to be any loyalty there. I think this is a very, otherwise it says, well, why, how do I be mechubed? Mechabed es abrios. If I want to be mechubed, it seems counterintuitive. It's not counterintuitive at all. It actually makes perfect sense. A person who wants to be a mechubed, build others up. That's the key. Say that again. The main thing that a person has to be miragal. Again, hergel nasa teva. If you want to know how do I work on this midah, be careful what's coming out of your mouth. Be miragal yourself, in other words, accustom yourself to something, and reflect on what you're saying. Reflect on the tone. It is quite an experience if you ever have an opportunity to be on a phone call with others and go back and listen to the recording. A lot of times it'll be very interesting to hear the tone. Sometimes even myself, I don't listen to, I guess, recordings, but sometimes I'll see certain things that I say and I'll think, hey, you know, it's kind of annoying. I should get that little verbal tick or whatever out of my voice. Hopefully at least the substance, this is not my substance. Hopefully the delivery doesn't sacrifice the substance of what we're talking about over here. When you listen to yourself, you will hear things that you just don't realize are there. A lot of times, the reason that you're speaking in a certain way, it might just be saying, some people a lot. Understanding how it comes across. Now, in this context, a person might hear the tone that they're using. To think back, to contemplate about this, K'mo she'amru b'mesechta derech eretz, havidonis dvarecha ad shelo yitzia mipicha. Person should evaluate, judge your words before they leave your mouth. V'amru mila b'sela mishtuka betrain. If a word is worth one sela, then silence is worth two. V'arosh kasav yekal be'enecha hoitzas mamayincha me'etzas diburcha. It should be easier to spend money than to spend words. Words have a tremendous amount of value. V'asur lios hapeh hefker. It's asur for a person's pet to be hefker. This is, in our generation, so important and, unfortunately, so easy that because words have been very commoditized. If we would understand the power of a word, now we're going into, we're in Beina Mitzarim, we're talking about Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara, and we talk about these things, but if we would truly understand the value of a word, what a word can accomplish, we would have a very different view on how we spend our words and how we use our words, how much they affect others in situations, but even how much they affect ourselves. Once a person articulates something, it could take a thought that's abstract, and in one way it could be productive. You can articulate something. On the other hand, it could like limit the aspect of raw emotion once something is translated into words. Words have tremendous power in a million different ways. Asur lios hapeh hefker. V'adam asher ein ma'atzar l'ruchay Piv shofech diburim ka'ashba bli his bainanus, a person who has no stop, he has no valve, and his words just come out, he pours out like trash, like just spilling it out, right? You take dirt water and just spill it out. Ein suffik tu nichsha b'chol dibur masurim rachmon letzlan. At that point, it's not going to become distinguishable, and it's going to be over many dibur masurim. Sha'al kol teva yesh avera. When a person is engaged in usher speech, every single word is another avera, k'mo shekasev agra. There are times that a person is going to be over by humiliating somebody in public or calling somebody an embarrassing nickname. So over here we mentioned what we said above, that a person can be mephias somebody. But when we hear something that relates to us, it's one idea. If it's something we're already working on, even something slightly above us, then it gives us a lot of inspiration. There are some times where we're so removed from certain ideas that it almost doesn't have impact on us. It sounds nice, and maybe even intellectual in a sichli dik way, it sounds nice, but it doesn't inspire us. This is the type of thing that really needs to start inspiring us. We need to work on it, specifically in our time where we're so not careful about words between text messages. That's one of the reasons, by the way, that my kids are in yeshiva, and they don't want the kids to have text messages. Text is very convenient. And my son was telling me that one of the Rebbeim explained, people are a lot freer with text message. They will text things that they would never say. And that can, number one, open them up in their own self up into having a certain, whether it's type of humor, the way that they would never speak, but they would write it out. They'll be a little bit glib. There's other situations where, let's say, a person is a member of the opposite gender, whether it's at work, a person can engage in much more casual, much more frequent conversation that can open doors that shouldn't be opened. And therefore, it's a tremendous responsibility to engage in this type of communication. V'amru chazal, shem kol adam hoylchem malachim, that every person has certain malachim that are assigned to him. The Gemara in Brachos talks about some of this stuff. The Roishmim call Dibur v'Dibur, and they are Roishim, an imprint, record every word, v'al ha'kol tzaruch litein achar kach din v'cheshbin. We think that words are passing, ephemeral, almost like a thought, maybe a little bit more tangible, but once the word comes out, it's gone. If anything, maybe we think that a thought is more lasting because, you know, that stays with a person, but a word, whatever I said a second ago, existed only in passing, and now it's no longer. Regardless of the effect of the word actually is a cheftza. Think about almost as if you could see the letters leaving your mouth, and those letters are in the atmosphere, right? Every single word that is created is going to be din v'cheshbin. By the way, l'tayv u'lamutav, but a person has to be sparing. words are actual, they're a commodity. We're able to spend them. B'sefer Chasidim, Kosav, Shekesha'odim, Noilad, Nigzor, Lav, Kama, Milim, Yidabri, Mechayev. This is, I think, a famous idea, whatever exactly it means. I think Chafetz Chaim quotes it, that when a person is born, it's decreed how many words he has. V'yachach soifrim kol ha'milim hayu l'dvar mitzvah echas v'shalom l'hefech. Now, whether or not it means that a person could spend them faster, so to speak, whatever exactly the Sefer Chasidim means by this, a person has a certain amount of days, a person has a certain amount of words, a certain amount of assets he's going to spend. A person has a certain opportunity for life. The issue is going to be, how did he spend, he or she, spend those resources? And, you know, what was the ROI? What was the return on investment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got from putting this person in the world? There was a certain tikkun. This person was perfectly designed to make certain accomplishments. Did this person do this? There are many things that happen over the course of a person's life. A person walks around, they take a certain amount of breaths, they blink their eyes a certain amount of times, they might scratch their arm a certain amount of times. By addressing words in this category, we're understanding that there's a certain amount of reward, punishment, accountability. Once you view something within the bucket of something labeled as a resource, a finite amount of something, then that means that it's there to be spent, not wasted, used, and that there can be a return on each one of those. Words are that type of thing. Very weighty idea. What does it mean? Even, we just said the words are tremendous. There are certain times a person goes, whether they're learning during the day, working during the day, whatever they're doing, and at some point you're off the clock. What would be the height, so to speak, of being off the clock? After a long day, it's night, a person is winding down, and they're schmoozing with their family members, they're schmoozing with their wife. Afilu sicha kala ben ish le'ishto, there's opportunity for growth there also. That is... Now, it doesn't necessarily mean a person has to be learning Torah b'chavrusa with his wife. Maybe it's a very nice thing. But the sicha kala ben ish le'ishto is, after a long day, a person maybe didn't see their significant other the entire day. Are they sitting there complaining about their day? Are they asking about the other person's day? Is there sympathy? Is there empathy? That's also, or maybe just showing that you care about the person. That's also an avoda. A person is never off the clock. Everything is there to be able, a person can give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every single second. V'kol ma she'amru chazal v'chol ha'anoshim And as we go through things and we say that it's hyperbole, we say that it's an exaggeration, it's something that's meant as fire and brimstone, says Rav Chaim, we should know that when Chazal tell us something, yes, it's true, a person has to understand how to learn Agadata. There's a chachma to Agadata. But to say that when Chazal said something, it's written off to hyperbole, Chas v'shalom, umurchruch l'skayim en loy shav b'tshuva, and these things, however they're mekoyim, will be established if the person does not do tshuva. U'mishe'enu mamin b'zeh b'emes. Now, if a person just says, listen, it's just a flourish, it's a manner of speech, hu kayfer b'chol ha'tayrah kula ve'en lo chelek b'chla Yisrael, chas v'shalom, which I guess on one hand is also something we have to be careful about how we speak about Ma'amarei Chazal, but don't, what we're talking about, and we're using it in order to show the weight of words and the weight of Leitzanus, and an approach is not, it cannot be wiped away with the Koyach of Leitzanus, but it cannot be wiped away by saying that the Chazal didn't really mean it, they were just speaking in a very harsh way. V'ine bakdamas bir agra v'archayim muva b'shmai she'amar she'al kol ma she'amru chacham chayiv la'asoso. When Chazal used the terminology chayiv la'asosai, Tzorach l'kaimo ad pikuach nefesh. It means that one is obligated to do them. Gam kasev b'shem grazal, shekol ma shenifzak b'shulchan aruch yesh chiyuv gomer al kol echad miyisrael l'kaimo. I heard a story one time that Rav Shach, this is why I heard it quoted, Rav Shach was remarking to somebody, you know, I don't know why they make such a big deal about me. I try my hardest to be mekayim, the dalid chalke shulchan aruch. Mishenu mekayimru nikra varian. These are obligations. V'im mizalzel b'zeh tamid v'eino chash l'kaimo. Now, ein tzadik bar tzasher lo yechta, there are going to be people that do averus, there are things that people do wrong or don't do that they should be doing, but a person who creates this fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch about the things that people aren't careful of, it's not a big deal, this is not one of those things, Somebody who says that this halacha does not come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, in lo chelek le'olam haba. We have to be very careful how we address halacha, Torah Shebaal Peh, Ma'amarei Chazal, v'nikra mumar ledavar echad rachmona letzlan. So let's be very careful how we address the statements of Chazal that are talking about Leitzonus, not just say, yeah, everybody has what they're working on. I'm working on Leitzonus. No, nobody's Chas v'shalom. V'kazir Rabbeinu Yonah al oisin akayv ma'atzim l'schoik bekubya udvarim betalim. Those who devote their time to gambling and to dvarim betalim. V'zeh l'shoinai ube'enai kosheh li hadavar hazeh yoisir mikol haveros. It's very harsh and to be taken very seriously. Especially, again, in our times, there's so many different avenues to spend time unproductively. Time is a very valuable thing, whether or not a person should or shouldn't be looking at the news or what types of news outlets. But let's assume, just for purposes of this conversation, so you're looking at the news. One headline, two headlines, 10 headlines. How many times is a person pulling up their phone to check what happened? Whether or not they got a WhatsApp, whether or not something was added to some sort of a website. At a certain point, a person says, Ad kan, I have a certain amount of time today. Here's how I would like to spend that time. It's not there to be wasted. And that's just dvarim betalim. I know I've mentioned a lot of times about media and social media. I had a little MP3 player years ago with a lot of shiurim from Shimshon Pinkus. A lot of those shiurim were the Motzei Shabbos speech at certain seminars. And they all focused on this idea. After a person has his iris, it's one thing to focus on the positive, but the other thing is that a person has to create a wall or else they can lose everything that they gained. And he had a big push of 40 days media free. The Chafetz Chaim already, in a lot of the letters, or I've seen a couple of them, I'm not super familiar with all of them, focused already on reading newspapers and books. A person reads one newspaper a day. I think I saw one time a letter, he says the person has to read 4 newspapers a day. It's the perception of productivity, but there's just no end to a waste of time. So that's Dvarim Betalim. Now, Lizapakuvia is the same thing. A person thinks that they're engaged, they're making money, they're spending money. It's an institutional waste of time. Kadosh Baruch Hu says how much a person is going to earn. A person get a productive job. The nature of their job could also be productive. They're building something. They get paid for their effort. They're helping people to be engaged in literally gambling and just churning things. It's an institutional, let alone any of the other problems, not engaged in society. So there's a lot of things that you can look in the Gemara that discusses it. Zela Shainai, let's see again what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Be'enai kashli adavra hazem yosem mikol haveirus, ki kol shar haveirusim yachta lefisha, a person does an avera because of a particular taiva, let's say, pisaim hit ahu yitzro, as yitzro sneaks up on him, v'loi sam yoras Hashem al panav, and he slips. Ein ansho kol kach. Okay, people slip. This becomes his standard. This is his default. This is his anhag of lo yomar belibo lefnei mi ani oimeru mesachik. A person slips, it's one thing, but this is what I do. I'm a gambler. I'm sitting around. I'm schmoozing. A person needs to schmooze. A person needs to build relationships. 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. A person is just getting together for a session. I'm just going to hang out and do nothing for how many hours? Now, again, every situation is specific. Maybe a person needs that also, but let's say weekly a person goes out and just has the hangout sessions. Everybody needs to know where they're holding, ask a Rebbe, but at least to appreciate the point. Another thing is also to evaluate whether a person changes. It could be at one stage in a person needs to blow off steam, they need to be able to relax, they need to be able to vent. Does that necessarily mean that 3 months from then, or 6 months from then, they're in the same stage? A person can reevaluate even if they do have a certain situation where they're conducting behavior in another situation that actually might come to be bittul zman. So a person needs to do a cheshbon and nefesh and reevaluate. So a person is doing this from kol yom v'lo yizkor Hashem kinegdo. I'm careful also on long Shabbos afternoons, by the way. And they don't think that Hashem is there. V'lo yomar b'libay lefnei miya ani oimeru mesachik, oimeru machas, I'm standing in anger. I'm not embarrassed I'm not embarrassed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's gedula, so to speak. I'm not scared of the din. Every second is a new opportunity. A Kadosh Baruch Hu's creating the world for you to be misake in that. Sometimes a person can't always just be pushing it; they'll burn out. But in principle, we have to understand how to look at the opportunity of every second of life. He's being mevaze Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Torah. Sheyomer b'libay ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu manish lekas leitzim. He's putting all these. I guess that you could say it's almost a litzonus of life. Life is at the height of the value attributed to a second to life, a person that is just institutionalizing batala and wasting time, it's leitzonus on what life is. And he is like a tzduki that does not follow the direction of the chachamim, how they interpret Torah. Kan lashon Rabbeinu Yoina. Upashit hu adin kol kayoitze b'zeh kol shein muchen lekabel av afilu mitzvah achas olah achas. Everybody does averus, but is a person saying this dalam shalacha? I'm not saying that a person can be matir not doing a mitzvah, but is a person saying I'm not that's not for me. It's not within my hanhaga. Yes, it's a mitzvah, but it's not for me. Is a person institutionalizing this attitude? Areyu b'chal koyfer b'tayra shein mamin shakadosh baruch hu tziva halacha zu. What's the difference between one halacha and another? The fact that you relate to a certain way, that's your issue. If many times, even in the context of a relationship, it could be that the smallest, most subtle things are the biggest expression of the relationship. You're deciding one thing is important and one thing is not. That it says a ger who wants to convert, and if he's not prepared to accept even just one detail of Dikduke Seifrim, but this is the position he's taking. Ein Makabla Noisai, Ein Sham, Rabbeinu Yonam Shara Tshuva, Shara Aleph Kasav Ezel Ashonu, Im Omer Yomer Eved Larabo, Kol Asher Tomrei Lai Ese, Zulasi Davar Echad, Kfar Shavar, Ala Doinav, May Alav. He's taking off the oil, meaning if I am willing to do everything on my terms, then that the person is not my master. I'm my master. This is what I'm deciding to do. If there's any aspect of this relationship where a person can say, I am not prepared to take that, then that means that there's something lacking in the entire Adon Eved relationship. Now, to end on the positive, a person who's careful with everything said, there's no greater honor to Shemayim than that. A person who honors Torah is himself honored by people. And the way to honor Torah is to be mevatel himself to it, to live in accordance with all of the chukim and the mishpatim being the halachas that we relate to in a certain way, the chukim being the ones that are beyond our das. But to say that we're mevatel to ourselves to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the reason that we're doing it. Are we keeping a mishpat, something that we seem to understand any more or less because it's Ratzon Hashem than anything else? We are mevatel ourselves to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We subscribe to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We take on the oil. And the idea of leitzonus, the idea of undermining anything in general, certainly anything that's in line with Ratzon Hashem and other members of Klal Yisrael and Chachamim, but even just getting to a place where we're in this world and a person develops a hanhaga of undermining the relevance of things, other than, like we said, avodah zarah, which is inherently, we don't even have to offer a thought because we won't be b'dav milsa milsa. Other than what Chazal specify it, that a person should not have this hanhaga of leitzan, or otherwise they're not going to be mechitzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that we've mentioned. So this is a person wants to be machmir. Don't worry about saying leitzanus against those things. We're being machmir on not engaging in litzanus.